In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Even saints sometimes have trouble finding the right words to reach sinners. But all of us, saints and sinners, are given the perfect words we need to reach heaven. In the late Middle Ages, there was a great Dominican preacher, Saint Vincent Ferrer. He was known as the Angel of the Apocalypse. One time he heard of a man who was dying, and this dying man, having gone over his life, fell into despair and announced he wasn't even going to try to confess his sins. Well, the saint came to see him straight away as he heard that, and he said to him, "My brother," he said, "you know Jesus Christ died for you. Now, how can you despair of his mercy? You know, you're insulting the great kindness that he has shown you." Well, these words only made the sick man more angry and depressed and stubborn, and he said, "Just for that, I'll be damned in spite of Christ." Horrible words. But the saint, full of confidence, said, "In spite of yourself, you shall be saved." And pulling up the beads he wore at the side of his habit, he invited the bystanders to join him in praying a rosary to, he said, to the Blessed Virgin, to save the soul of this stubborn, stubborn old sinner. Well, they did, and she did. Before the rosary was over, our Blessed Lady, her divine baby in her arms, but all covered with blood, appeared in the room, which was full of light. And some of that light from the precious blood pierced the soul, the dark old soul of that man, in despair. And all of a sudden, he felt that lifting. And with great contrition and love of God, he confessed all of his sins, and some of that light went into his face when his soul went out of his body and went home to God. Now, if the rosary saves sinners who want to be damned, saves them in spite of themselves, what do you think it will do for us who, at least on a good day, do want to be saved and do want to make it to heaven? Why, it will make saints of us. But be careful, perhaps even before the time. This is the Feast of All Saints. They're calling to you to join their number. It is also First Saturday. Offer your communion in reparation to Mary's Immaculate Heart, and pray, if you didn't yet today, the 5 decades, and then keep Mary company for a while. That's the third condition of First Saturday, meditating on some of her rosary mysteries. But if you hear a sermon, as you're hearing one right now, why, that fulfills that condition. You've just got 4 more to go. You could make or make again your 5 First Saturdays. And what a beautiful promise from our Blessed Mother to those who make them. Today I recommend that you think about the 5th Glorious Mystery. In some old prayer books, the old English title of this mystery occurs, and I've always wondered about it. It's called The Crowning of Our Lady and the Glory of All the Saints. Whatever do you think this could mean? Why, it means that all graces come from her who is full of grace. She is the mediatrix, or the intermediary of grace, between Jesus, who won that grace for us by his cross, and our needy souls. More than that, remember, she is the mother of our Lord. What she does is to mold or to form our soul, if only we will pour ourselves into her with our prayers and good desires, into the image of her Son. She does that by the power of God, the Holy Ghost. Just as by his overshadowing, She, in a virginal way, conceived the body of Jesus Christ. So too, now, in a perfectly motherly way, she conceives, she forms the soul of us that resembles the soul now of Jesus Christ. He's the head, remember. You and I are the members of his spiritual body, his mystical body. She makes us resemble him. She makes us to become saints. There's no other way. This is God's will. This is God's way for us to get to heaven. So you see, she really is the glory of all of the saints. So the patriarchs, the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the rest, they find the goal of all of their hopes, all of their holy impatience in her, and they see perfected in her what they were privileged to begin. The prophets of the Old Testament, they announced very bravely God's word. But our Blessed Lady conceived it very bravely as a 14-year-old girl saying, "Be it done to me." And then she brings it forth into this world at Bethlehem. The apostles, after the ascension, remember how she mothered them, preparing them to receive the Holy Ghost and to do great things for God. The martyrs marvel at how high she sets the standard for suffering of mind or soul or of the flesh. The purity of virgins is but a pale reflection of the purity of Our Lady. And so it is with all of the saints. She is their glory because, unlike us, she keeps no glory for herself, but she gives it all back to God, lustrous and pure and worthy of him at her immaculate hands. If we loved Our Lady more, we'd love God more. And we'd not only become saints one day ourselves, but we wouldn't go to heaven alone. If you want to go there, stay close to her. The more you feel the pull of the flesh and of sin and its despair, stay closer to her to one day know the glory of all the saints and receive your crown, your crown. Now, right now, it may be made of thorn. But so what? Better than you have borne the crown of mockery or of anger, of curses, of despair, or just the daily drudgery of making life work and dealing with all of our many faults at the end of the day. These are thorns, but they will yield to the rose, and they will make of the roses of your life a rosary. The word means a crown for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Two of the mysteries of the rosary, remember, are dedicated to crowns. Last of all, today, think about crowns. Jesus, crowned with thorns. Mary, crowned at the end with glory. In other words, the next life and this life. Think of crowns. Crowns crowd the church today. There are hundreds of saints, hundreds, on our altars, represented by their relics. A little part of each saint is with us. And all of those saints, and so many more, as we sang this morning, are casting down their crowns about the glassy sea before the throne of God, imitating Mary, who does it first and does it best. As Holy Mass now continues, contemplate a bit the glory of all of the saints, which is Our Lady. She is the glory of the saints. And you remember this too, She is the hope of us sinners. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.